So your coaching days start as an assistant with OSU in 1958 and 59.
That's right. After I'd used my eligibility, well, Patsy still had a year of college. We were going to get married, and I went and talked to Mr. Iba. And freshmen weren't eligible in those days. Just the sophomore, junior, and seniors were on the varsity. He knew I was going into coaching. And I said, my wife still got 1 year to complete her degree. And I said, I'd like to get my master's degree. And so he kept me on scholarship. And I coached the freshman team and helped with the varsity. Probably learned more about the game of basketball that 1 year than I did the other 4 years I was playing, because I could communicate with him in a different manner than I would as a player. So I got my master's and Patsy got her degree, and I learned a great deal in that 1 year, and then had the opportunity to come to Tulsa and go to Tulsa Central.
You mentioned Patsy. The two of you obviously met at OSU.
That's correct. I had to run hard to catch her.
How did you meet her? Freshman year? When was it?
No, it was in my sophomore year. I had a friend. Patsy was from Stillwater, and he knew her, and we were fraternity brothers and a good friend. His parents kind of adopted me while I was there. His father was a physician and a team physician. So he introduced me to Patsy, and like I said, I had to run hard to catch her because she had been the homecoming queen at Stillwater High School, and there were a lot of other fellas trying to date her, but we started dating and fell in love.
Did you get married while you were in school?
We got married that summer before I worked on my master's, and she got her degree. So we were married that year. I was a freshman coach there at Oklahoma State. But a funny story, when I got the job at Central, that was the year that McLean High School and Nathan Hale opened in Tulsa Central. So there were three jobs in basketball open. Well, Myron Roderick was a good friend. He was 2 years older than I was, but we had classes together there at Oklahoma State. Myron had been national champion in wrestling. He had been an Olympic champion. And he came over to Tulsa to apply for a coaching position after he'd graduated. And Grady Skillern, a great man who was here in the Tulsa Public Schools, he was the head of the physical education department and also the hiring of coaches. Well, Myron came over and applied for the Edison position. Mr. Skillern said, we have a policy that college graduates coming into the Tulsa Public Schools, we don't give them head coaching jobs in football, basketball, or baseball. Said those four sports. But Myron, we'd love to have you. You can come over and we'll offer you a position, but you'll be an assistant coach at one of the schools. And Myron says, I can just see, Myron says, Mr. Skillern, I can coach wrestling, and I'd really like to have that Edison job. Mr. Skillern says, no, we'll give you the assistant's job. Well, Myron goes back, and Coach Griffith was the wrestling coach at Oklahoma State. He had medical problems. I think he had a heart attack or something. He had to give up the wrestling job. Well, Mr. Iba hires Myron as a head coach of the Cowboys. He took Jack Griffith's position. Well, 2 years later, I come over, and Mr. Skillern gives me the same song and dance. He said, we'd like to have you, and said, we'll give you a job, but you'll have to come in as an assistant coach.
Because you were
just directly out of college. Right. You know, and I said, now, you lost out on Myron Roderick. Mr. Skillern, 2 years ago, said, now, I can coach. Well, it ended up that about 3 weeks later, and I had been in the ROTC, and I knew all of the ROTC officers, and they had worked it out, and it was peacetime, that they could get me in as an officer, a lieutenant, and said, you'll just be on a base somewhere, and you can be on the team and coach the team, and said, it'll be an easy deal, and said, go in there for 3 or 4 years, and you'll have a good time traveling all over the world. So I kind of planned to do that. Well, all of a sudden, Ella Whitman, who was the assistant to Charles Mason, who was the superintendent, calls me and said, we're in a position to offer you a position. You'll teach 5 U.S. history classes. You'll be an assistant football coach, because I'd played football in high school, and you'll be the basketball coach. And said, we're willing to pay you $4,250 for 9 months. And I said, well, what school, Hale or McLean or Central? Said, it'd be Tulsa Central. So I said, well, I don't know. Finally, I said, well, you're talking about being an assistant coach. And she says, no, the head coach. And I was 23 years old. I almost fell out of the chair. And so I jumped up for joy, and Patsy got the job at Monroe Junior High teaching home ec, and we moved to Tulsa. And what was a funny story, I'd never played golf in my life, didn't know anything about golf, didn't know the rules, never been on a golf course. And when school started, Dr. Black was the principal at Central, and he called me over and said, how'd you like to make $250 more? And I said, golly, that means I'll make $500 a month. What custodial duties do I have? He said, no, you don't have to do that. He said, I want you to be the golf coach. And I said, oh, I don't know anything about golf. He said, no, you don't have to teach them. You just be the chauffeur. You get them from Tulsa Central to Tulsa Country Club, and Johnny Palmer and Johnny Zuniga, the two pros, they'll teach them. Well, he failed to tell me that I have to wait 5 hours to take them back to school. So that's how I started playing golf, because they let me start playing every day with them.
So then you came in as a so-called golf coach, but as a head basketball coach.
You know, I never did win a championship in basketball, but I did win a golf championship.
So in 1959, you were named coach at Tulsa Central, age 23, head basketball coach, and then golf coach as well.